You're listening to Dari Noka of the SEC Network here on Press Row. You've kind of had to be the steadying force from day one. You've had a lot of talent come and go. I mean, news with Greg McElroy. Congrats to him.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. He deserves every bit of it.
How has that been? Because I guess when it started, it seemed like you had, you'd have some football guests. You'd have Dane Bradshaw. You know, as it's going on, you've brought in more and more that you've had to work with. How has that kind of gone?
Love it. I absolutely love it. I've gotten to work with and meet so many awesome people that cover a variety of different sports. Our baseball guys, our basketball guys, our football guys. I mean, our women's basketball folks. Like, I think and this is kind of one of the things I like about it, because I've done this for 18 years now. I have, is that right? 18 years. Man, that's ridiculous. I'm getting old. I just turned 40, so I feel it now. But, 18 years in this business. I've been with the company for 12. I spent 7 years in Bristol doing every show on ESPN. And being a part of this network, I work with a lot of people who have not been on television before. And I love it, because I get to answer questions that they may have. I get to help them in many ways, whether it's looking at what camera or just give them ideas in terms of being comfortable. And I get to see people that hit the ground with zero experience and grow in leaps and bounds in a year or two. You mentioned Dane. I think Dane is one of our absolute strongest analysts, regardless of sport. I think Dane Bradshaw is outstanding. If you're listening, hi, Dane.
He is.
I'm looking at guys like Booger McFarland, Greg McElroy. You know, Booger is taking on an extended role in Bristol with the ESPN side. You'll see him on Mike and Mike repeatedly, SportsCenter repeatedly. Good for him. You know, I love it, because I've done all that. I've hosted a million SportsCenters and Baseball Tonights and all the things I ever wanted to do. And I love seeing people come in with that same mentality that I had when I got to Bristol in 2004, with all of these goals and aspirations, and just how much better can they get quickly. I feel like the vast majority of our folks have gotten a lot better really quickly. We've got really good people. I'm so happy to be doing what I'm doing.
You're listening to Dari Noka of the SEC Network here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.
By the way, I apologize to you guys, because I know you probably have a list of questions, and now you're going to have to whittle it down because I'm answering.
It's all right. I mean, I appreciate you. You're like the fortune cookie that exploded on everybody.
Is that what it is?
It's a little bit like that.
I call that Bill Walton, too. I worked with Bill up in Bristol.
Nice. Yeah. Are you high as a kite like Bill is?
No comment.
No comment.
No, I wouldn't know high unless you put me in a plane, but no, man. No comment.
You're before you got your big break and going to the SEC Network and being kind of the face of that, you did a whole lot of women's college basketball. I just want to hear your best Pat Summitt story.
Mm, my best? Well, I did a little bit of women's basketball. I haven't done a lot. But we knew for 2 or 3 days that the second she passed away, we were all coming into this. Many of us were going into that studio and we're going to be on television. So I kind of prepared myself, and I knew what I knew about her. And we went and we did television for probably 3 hours. And I left feeling like I thought I knew a lot, but I knew nothing about Pat Summitt. Talking to her former players, former assistants, coaches that coached against her, people that covered women's basketball for so long, people like Jay Billis, who just is a basketball person. I learned 10 times more in that time than the amount that I knew going in. And honestly, guys, I felt, when I left there, I felt guilty for not knowing more about Pat Summitt than I knew. I'm at a point now, same happened with Muhammad Ali.
Good call.
I got done, we did a 4-hour, Dari and Mel on ESPN Radio. It was on Saturday mornings. Well, Muhammad Ali passed away on a Friday night. So we did 4 hours dedicated to Muhammad Ali. It was Marcus Spears was in for Mel on that day. And I left there after 4 hours thinking, I want to read books about this guy. I want to read, find out as much as I want to watch. I mean, I saw Ali, but that didn't begin to do justice to what he was. It's the same with Pat Summitt. I want to learn more, and as I have time, I'm going to learn more about Pat Summitt.
Along those lines, quickly, I'm curious, who is your favorite coach in the league now to talk to, regardless of sport?
That's going to just get me in trouble, though.
No. And just pick one I think all of us as sports fans, our eyes are opened a little bit with Ali's passing, with Pat Summitt, because I think everybody realizes maybe we didn't know enough about Pat Summitt.
Yeah. Yeah, we did. I didn't. I know that. Here's what I appreciate in a coach. I appreciate a coach that will tell it like it is.
Right.
I appreciate a coach that isn't paranoid of the media.
okay.
that thinks that they can tell you things and you're not going to spoil anything for them. All of that. That said, I'll give you Brett Bielema,
okay.
who has become a very good friend of mine. I'll give you Andy Kennedy, Ole Miss basketball, as a couple of guys that Frank Martin, South Carolina basketball, big fans of those guys. I can have any kind of conversation about anything. They're not worried that I'm going to run and report, throw out there, tweet anything that they tell me. It's just like a genuine, cool baseball side. I feel good. Paul Maneri, LSU, Kevin O'Sullivan at Florida, just really good people that can have just normal conversations. And you can have a heck of a lot of laughs, heck of a lot of fun. You can talk about anything with them. That's what I appreciate.
Dari, we thank you for joining us. You know, the one thing I'm on with the SEC Network is the Classic Rewind series, but you're even on that more than I am because you're like, due to time constraints, we move forward at the end.
I'll tell you, especially in the summer, especially I wake up in the morning, there'll be like 20 tweets directed at me like, dude, can you just let the game go without cutting so much out of it? Like they think I'm there at 3 in the morning. Saying due to time constraint. No, I'm not.
Dari, listen, we thank you for the work that you've done. We hope that year three is your best one yet, and we thank you as always for joining us.
Thanks, guys.
All right, Dari Noka joining us here at SEC Media Days, back with more. 648-1051 is the Hardee's Hotline as we broadcast this week from SEC Media Days in Hoover, Alabama.